Let's start this party with a bang!
Bang, bang.
Oh, Cactus Jack. That's a way to start.
All right, time to open the channel. Wait a minute, is the voice channel already open?
It does not have a lock symbol on it.
Okay, oh. There you go.
All right, so there you go. Nobody's coming this week. It's just Samurai and us.
Sweet. They don't want to get their hopes up. The show could just disappear next week. I feel like we've missed like 100 shows this year. And it's only May.
Why is Snuffleupagus suddenly on my screen?
Why not? He's the OG imaginary friend, not this new Ryan Reynolds nonsense.
Yeah, what is that? It movie? What's If? If. If, yeah. That's what it is.
I don't know. I'm kind of waiting for somebody to join so that I can know whether or not this is working.
Nope. Nobody's joining, Ray. Should I just join Twitch so I can distract myself by watching you play Puzzle Quest? Well,
maybe.
While we actually do this show? Hold on. Ray's doing something. I don't know. I'm worried, though, because your brother's not here. Is he okay?
How would I know?
You talk sometimes.
Way less than you think.
Nope, that was a nightmare. Do not do what I just did, Craig. It's foolish.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. I opened up the Twitch channel.
All right.
Hearing us and then hearing us on a slight delay is a nightmare.
Yeah, you'll have to mute it, definitely.
I didn't think about that. Oh, that, yeah, is like a little Inception kind of deal going on?
It was. I was getting nervous. I was like, Craig is expressing way too much concern about the old man. He just keeps asking Ray and asking Ray and asking Ray, why?
Over and over again. Well, Blue Wolf joined.
So Blue Wolf's here. Party's started. Let's go.
For the win. Wow. This, you know, playing on Steam is so much different. I don't even know what to do.
Blue Wolf. What was the name of that guy who started that show?
Blue Wolf?
Which show? I've never seen Blue Wolf. What is it about?
What am I thinking of? What's the show with the helicopter that had Wolf in the name? Yeah. Well, I mixed it and Blue Thunder together.
Oh, yeah, you are.
So I merged them because it's the same thing.
Airwolf,
really.
And Blue Thunder became Blue Wolf.
Right. That's where my brain went. Well, Blue Thunder was Roy Schneider, right? And then Airwolf would be that guy who has
a
weird
name. Was it MacGyver?
No, he's got a weird name.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
I think I do, but I'm probably wrong.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Samurai Google search who was in Airwolf.
Jan Michael Vincent.
Yes, there you go.
Is he some... Wait, I thought Jan Michael Vincent was MacGyver.
No.
No.
Who's MacGyver?
That's MacGruber.
That's a different guy. Richard Dean Anderson. It was that three-name syndrome that threw me off.
Yeah, and then he went to do Stargate later.
Yeah.
This conversation's crazy.
Yeah, it's just starting off weird tonight.
Why don't these actors have three names? Don't understand. All right, let's just roll the show.
So I got an idea for a show. It's called Knight Rider in the Air.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going, but I love it. It's called Blue Wolf.
Didn't it also have like a turbo button, just like Knight Rider did, like where the helicopter could go
probably
really fast? Dana Carvey was in the Blue Thunder TV show? Wow.
That's amazing. That guy's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Anywho. Yeah, they went supersonic. They had a turbo button. Yeah.
Nice.
Look at that. That is Danny Carvey. And is that what's his name for Police Academy behind him?
I don't know. The picture's so small.
I know. It is the tiniest picture ever.
Why is it so little? Even when I blew it up, it was even tinier somehow.
Ray's going to have to edit the crap out of this beginning of the show.
No way. This is where all the gold lives.
It doesn't make any sense. What are they talking about? Why are there tiny pictures of Danny Carvey?
They're so small. It's ridiculous.
Isn't that special?
Oh, Christmas.
I'm going to get rolling. We're going to get this going. All right. True believers, welcome to the 421st type installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray here. We got Ian. How's it going?
Good.
Ooh. Excitement yawn right off the bat. We're rolling.
Rolling with my homies.
That was our song.
It was our song. This is the week of 5/15 through the 22nd. Here we go. In your 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans. This week you have Rai Rai Will.i.am's versus Hulk Buster. Did you Rai Rai?
I don't know if I got around to it, but if I did, I won. I'll check it out after the show. I'll let you know. I'll let you know 2 weeks from now when it's super irrelevant.
All right. Good deal. Next week, you've got the M'Baku, I need you, going against a mystery opponent. Man, my screen will be filled with so many plus signs, because that seems to be what he does.
Right, I remember that. Yeah, M'Baku heals himself.
Right, the screen's just covered in plus signs?
Yeah, heals himself all the time, even if he doesn't need to be healed.
Plus signs all over the place. In Story World, the hunt is going down. She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and Twinkie, placement is the infamous Doom, and some Don Quixote. Infinite Pursuit is next. Mystique, Doom, Don Quixote. Placement is Madrox and some Phi Lavelle. Your PvP, the Morris Day season is still running. You still got some time to finish that out. Right now, Fatal Attraction is going. Dokken and Colin Wing. Placement is Quake and Carol the Hedgehog type. Ian, we got a new character.
What? Tell me more.
And if you remember, the clue was, I've already forgotten, something about, I don't know. I really should have looked it up.
Yeah, it was a terrible segue, but I loved it.
Yeah. In any case, I was not expecting a new 2-star character. So
a new 2-star character?
Yes.
So again?
It's a 2-star version of Electro. So we got the character right, because guessed Electro.
Right.
But it is 2-star Maxwell Dillon Electro.
All right. Is that Is that the OG Jamie Electro Fox version?
No. This is the old school comic book version.
Oh. Right.
Member
on.
Member of, you know, the Sinistix.
Yep. I've heard of them.
Alright, so let's look and see what he does. Green ability called Lightning Volts. For 7 green. Select a charged or black basic tile. Deal damage plus extra damage for each amp Electro has. Then destroy the row of the selected tile and lose 3 amp. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Why is that not plural? That bothers me. Shouldn't it be amps?
I don't know. Maybe.
Passive. Whatever Electro matches or destroys a charge tile, he gains 1 black AP and deals a little bit of damage. Let's see. As you're going up, it appears that you are doing more damage. Once you get to level 3, you are gaining 2 AP instead of 1. And then levels 4 and level 5 are just damage increases. So somewhere they'll tell us about amp, right? The Black Power, Living Dynamo. That sounds like something that would give you amp. Cost of 3. 3? Gee. Drain all black AP, then create 3 charge tiles, plus 1 for every 3 AP drained. So for 3 AP, you're getting what? You're getting 4 then, right? That seems like a bargain.
I guess.
Dynamo, passive, whatever.
The absolute worst character in The Running Man.
he's the opera guy, right?
Well, yeah. He's the guy that has Christmas lights on him and shoots electricity. What a terrible power.
Yeah, he got killed by the Butcher of Bakersfield.
He did.
Passive, whenever a charged tile is created or a tile is converted into a charged tile, Electro gains 1 amp to a max of 5. Electro deals 2% more damage and takes 2% less damage for each amp he has up to 5 amps. So I guess that's 10% then, isn't it? When it goes up, at level 2, that goes to 3%, then goes 4%. At level 5, you are getting 8% more damage and take 8% less damage, and you are getting an extra charge tile for every 2 AP drained. So that'd be a max of, what do you got there? 16. No, I'm sorry, 40%. I can't do math. 5 of them at 8% each would be 40. Purple, Master of Electricity. Cost of 7. Select a basic tile, convert it into a charge tile. Then convert up to 2 random basic and enemy special tiles, prioritizing enemy special tiles within 2 tiles of the selected tile. Holy jeebus. Then for each basic tile converted by this ability, deal a tiny bit of damage. And by tiny bit, meaning it starts at 15. At level 5, you are converting 4 tiles, and at max level, you're dealing 208 damage.
I'm sorry, did you say 15 points of damage?
15.
I mean, okay, it's a 2-star, but wow.
Yeah, 15. 7 AP to do 15 points of damage.
All right.
Well, times however many things you can convert. I don't know. There you go. In the article, the graphics look pretty cool. I'll give it that.
Okay, I haven't taken a look yet.
Yeah, the ability screens are like cool electricity kind of things going down. Stuff like that. What else we got? Stories in Infinite Pursuit. There will be covers in low tier rewards, event store tokens, and placement in Meat Rocket and or Groot. Covers in low tier rewards, event store tokens, and progression and placement. In the Epicenter versus starting tomorrow, the 16th to the 20th, covers in low tier rewards, event store tokens, and placement. And it looks like his event is called Lightning Strikes Twice. Covers in low tier events, that's starting on the 19th, event store tokens, and progression and placement. The Electro and Foes Vault. Starting tomorrow, the 16th. 3-4 stars. One is a 2-star Electro, but ascended all the way up to 4-star for you. So there you go. You can jump right into him at 4-star level. That's pretty cool. A 2099 Spider-Man and a random 4-star. The Lightning Storm, a Legendary Store. 25% chance. Oh, and I'm confused now. Does this make any sense? It says 25% chance to get a colon, and then lists like 14 characters. It's not possible for me to have a 25% chance to get, you know, more than four things.
Well, is it a 25% chance to get one of those?
That's what Samurai's saying.
That's also what I heard, Sluggo. Thank you.
A 14% chance to get a colon?
Yep.
So there are 11 of them in that list. There's a 25% chance to get it a 1 in 11 shot at the new character. That seems like a much lower percentage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. 40% chance for the 3-star characters, 25% chance for 4-star characters, 10% chance for the 5-star characters. There are no 5-star characters in the list. The highest level one is Agent Venom, Black Cat, 4-star Scorpion, 4-star Rhino, 4-star Doc Ock. All right. Well, there you go, Ian. Brand new 2-star made just for you.
Sweet. That means that's generous.
Even more things that now I have to add to the list of characters, because now I'm going to need 3 of him so I can ascend him.
And yeah.
That's going to take forever. But I like Electrobeat in the game. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's a big win.
Can always use more Electro, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm sure Joe will be super ecstatic because he loves his Spider-Man villains.
Yeah,
that's true.
Made just for him, maybe. That's all the news I got.
Perfect. That's the amount of news I can handle.
Yeah, it's a very small amount of news.
Oh, it's a new character. Full description of the whole thing. That's a heap and helping.
You passed out for at least 2 minutes there.
Oh, it was a long time, dude. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, if you guys don't have any news, we can move on.
I think I'm good.
Wait, was I supposed to bring it up here or at the end of the show?
I was going to do it at the end.
All right. I have no news.
All right. Then this week, It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Well, apparently I cut Xandar out of the script. I just noticed that. Rai Rai has an Iron Heart.
All right, let's see what this Iron Heart 3.0 Riri Williams 5-star character is all about. She appears to be blue and red and green once again. See what she's all about, because it's time for me to relearn. Intelligent design, because 4 blue AP. Is that accurate? Create that could 3... be. What's that?
It could be, but I don't know what that... I don't ever understand what that power does. Like, it just seems to make my other powers not work.
Well, let's talk about it. It creates 3 2-turn blue suppression device repeater tiles. These tiles deal 354 damage and create 1 strength 63 protect tile. Adds 5 overcharge points. If Riri reaches 10 overcharge points, she creates a 4-turn short circuit countdown tile, which disables her abilities. Every turn where Riri makes a match 4, she loses 1 overcharge. That just seems like a fun mechanic. There's nothing I don't like about that. That's a lot to remember, so I don't want to actually have to apply it, but I'm glad that they made it. It just seems neat. So, at level 5, the repeater tile is dealing 637 damage, and the protect tile strength is 113. Yeah. That's something. Repulsor charge. 3 red AP? Is that accurate? 3? What's going on? Choose to fire either a standard or overcharged blast. A standard blast deals 1,751 damage and converts 4 random blue-green-red basic tiles to charged tiles and adds 4 overcharge points. An overcharged blast deals 700 damage to the enemy team and double the number of converted tiles to overcharge and overcharged points gained. So how many do you get? 4? You get 8. Oh, jeez, Louise. That scales up to standard blast, 3,152. Overcharged blast, 1,260 team damage. Oral assault, 4 green AP. Riri goes airborne for 1 turn and launches sonic suppression attack. Stuns up to 3 enemies for 1 turn, adding 5 overcharge points. For every 2 enemy projectiles on the board, the enemy better prepare, and a random enemy is not stunned? Okay. Passive. Riri's intelligent design passive is always unlocked?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why wouldn't it be
what
unlocked?
What is going on?
Because there are other people who can lock away your powers.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with that short circuit tile that she makes if you go over 10 overchargers? Boy. There's a lot going on here.
I don't know. I just use her for her green power. I don't do her, use her for anything else.
The stunning of everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's dirt cheap, and I can just keep throwing people, stunned.
Right. It goes from, as it scales up, it goes from 5 overcharge points down to 4, and it takes 5 enemy protect tiles to negate a stun instead of just 2. Wow, that is really cheap and really, she seems like an interesting, uniquely built character, but the amount of damage that she does for a 5-star seems, laughably low. Am I not understanding something about her?
Yeah, I don't think so.
An overcharge blast that deals 700 damage? At the 5-star level, 700 damage?
Right.
What am I not understanding?
I think that...
She's got to be some kind of support character, right?
Yeah, she's...
Making these charge tiles and stunning the enemy. These other things are just... Extra.
She's there to stun people, to completely stun them for the entire game. That's the only reason I think I've ever used her.
Okay. Overlord says that M. Thor plus Riri is a winning lockdown-the-game situation.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I use Dr. Thor with Rai Rai and Shang-Chi. So.
That sounds devastating. Well, anyway, that's what Sunny and Xandar. It's Ironheart 3.0, Riri Williams.
This week then. What am I at? I just did that segment.
Yeah. Oh. You can do it again.
Acting, thank you. And who's it this week?
Are we? What's happening this week? It's Walton Goggins. I started last week. That means Ray starts this week.
So I had a real problem with Goggins. He's a very typecast kind of character.
Yeah, he is.
So I'm just going off of the way he looks, and especially the way he really looked in Fallout. I'm thinking we should just recast him as the Red Skull.
Oh. I hear what you're saying.
I mean, it's entirely on Fallout. Looks. So.
Yep. His Fallout character, sure. I'll that gets a solid thumb up.
It wasn't until I was looking around for stuff on him today that I realized that he was Shane from The Shield.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, oh, Shane. I love Shane. He was a dirtbag.
Well, Craig, is that a segue?
No, but...
Anyway, you're up next, either way.
Oh, okay. So, I wanted to keep him a character somewhere in his kind of age bracket, right? So, I wanted someone who looked a little older.
All right.
So, I am going with that he will play for me... Reed Richards.
Oh, my.
That's what I'm going
for. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Well, he could stretch his whole head around it.
I don't know. I've seen him as a villain way too many times, I think.
Reed Richards is a villain. He's a terrible, terrible person.
Yeah.
The whole Marvel Illuminati, except for Imperius Rex, are all terrible people.
That's not false, but it's not that he's a terrible person. It's just that he's so smart, he has no connection to normal human people
anymore. I don't know how you would exclude Namor from terrible people.
Oh, he's the worst.
Right.
He's the bestest of the best.
Yeah. He's an absolute turd. But
well, what do you got, Ian?
I'll tell you this. Do you know how Ricky Bobby likes his Jesus as little baby Jesus?
Yeah.
I like my Walton Goggins as Cowboys.
Sure.
And my Walton Goggins is going to be the Rawhide Kid, whether he likes it or not. Because that's how I like my Walton Goggins. Nice.
All right.
I prayed a little baby Rawhide Kid, Jonathan Clay.
Bang, bang.
That was a sign. Ray somehow knew at the head of the show. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. My baby shot you down. Shot me down? I don't know how that song goes. Yeah.
Yes, the singer is being shot down by her baby.
I gotcha. All right. Well, who you got for next week?
Next week, we have none other than Dwayne The Rock Johnson, now free from his DC obligations to explore a career in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Actor extraordinaire.
One, it's crazy we haven't done him previously on this, but two, I have no idea. This is going to be painful.
I think it'll be easier than we anticipate. Okay. It'll just fall into place. Got a little, yeah. It'll come together. I believe in you.
So, Willie, then, what do you have in the mailbag?
All right.
Vespify.
So, in the mailbag, and I have to apologize for anybody who's watching on stream, because I can't do both at the same time. So, in the mailbag, though, from a member of our alliance, we got a slight correction. J-Wall says, Jay and Miles explain the X-Men. This is a podcast where Jay and Miles explain the X-Men. They have a regular discussion about how Spider-Man teaches the Beyonder how to poop. So, sorry, Craig. It's not just you, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, is that show still on?
That podcast?
Yes, I used to listen to that.
Yeah. I don't have any idea.
I used to listen to that show, and then it got all weird, because then they after they got divorced and things, and then one went to live in Maine or somewhere, and the other one's still in Oregon, and they had these, it just got all weird. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay was like raising chickens in Maine or something. And
huh. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say that I've ever listened to that podcast.
Miles works for like Dark Horse Comics or something.
I did like the one thing my brother pointed out is why do they talk about Spider-Man teaching the Beyonder to poop on Jay and Miles explain the X-Men? Like, they're not X-Men.
They are not. I think it was just a discussion about the Secret Wars.
I just thought it was funny. All right. Jeff Duggan over on the Reddit.
Hello.
Craig, comestibles is a real word. Did you use this? Did you yell at somebody using this? I don't remember.
Well, I think we read it in something last week. It said comestibles, and I wasn't sure comestibles was a thing. All right.
Well, you can think of it as a parallel to potables, since I recall you're a Jeopardy fan. Well,
yeah.
If you're going to call out a Jeopardy fan on the three of us, it wouldn't be Craig. But I'm sure Craig does also watch Jeopardy and is a fan. So
Yeah. Potables is a good category.
And then later he came back and said on the Ascension discussion, the advice I've put into the new player guide is only worry about ascending characters who are two rarity tiers below your workhorse teams. If you are consistently using three-star characters, don't ascend anybody. If you're playing with three-star characters, ascend your one-stars to level 144 and then flip them like traditional two-star farming. So there you go. There's one input. And then I'm probably skipping some of this because Aestheticist wrote a book about how to ascend characters.
Nice.
First, Aestheticist did say, I have found Vampire Jubilee to be curiously effective for a 3-star. No details, but yeah, I'm sure she can be. When we read her, we went, well, that seems pretty good. All right, Ascension guidance. Aestheticist says, just do it. Base decisions about what to roster, build, champ, ascend in the number of covers received per unit of time. So this takes having some idea about how many of what covers you're receiving over time, but I would always prioritize ones over twos, twos over threes, threes over fours, fours over fives. So building up from the bottom, that way you're not, you know, crushing your roster, that sort of thing. He says, because lower tiers are less diluted, they return more in both resources and performance. Lower tier characters are also boosted more than higher tier characters. The used when boosted characters from lower tiers are used more often than those from higher tiers. So, you can see, you know, boosted, your boosted one-star, two-star characters that you see every now and then, if you've got them up and are high stars, they're usable more often because there just aren't as many of them. He then came back and said, returning to add further thoughts, and this is where the book begins. So I'm going to do a TLDR, kind of. He says, 4- and 5-star rewards are so much better than 2- and 3-star rewards. The idea that to get your maximum rewards is to max champ both copies is not necessarily true for the lower end. So he wrote up a little thing about ascending 1-stars. You want to max 2 copies and ascend to 2-star. But then when they are 2 going to 3 and 3 going to 4, you want to max 1 and have a minimum of the other so that you can get them to the higher tier faster. He writes this really, it's a long, here's how you do it on every single tier of character, and then says, couldn't be simpler, ha! If you want to take a look at it, it's fairly detailed. I would recommend you at least a read-through. But basically what it comes down to is, the higher tier rewards being so good, it's more efficient to spend as few 1- and 2-star covers through the 1- and 2-star levels as possible. Threes are the transition. With a 3- and 4-star, you want to do max both copies because the rewards are so much better. That's the TLDR. Hopefully I didn't read that and I'm not stating it out of context. But again, if you want to take a look at the most of the 420 Puzzle Warriors 3 post, all the info is in there under Aestheticist post. Samurai says, Mrs. Samurai finally got to see the Fat Daddy sketch from last week's SNL. She was deeply disturbed by Keenan licking his fingers. So I asked her if she thought the sauce was vinegar and or mustard base, and she started throwing things at me.
I thought you cut that section out.
I don't think I cut that section out.
Oh.
But now I'm going to have to cut this out because you talked about a section I cut out, and now people are going to be like, what? In any case, we also got a message from Horror Flamingo 4027. He said, episode 420 and the featured character of the week isn't Dr. Bong? I'm mad about that.
Sorry. Oh. We do it very linearly.
I'm not mad enough to do anything really, but mad enough to finally post in response to a podcast that I've been listening to for 5 years. So by internet standards, I'm furious. So there you go. Those are the listener comments this week. Thanks as always. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Whoa. Yeah, I'm back. Forgot all about this, but I'm ready.
And he's back.
I'm not ready. I was just kidding. There's stuff on here I don't immediately recognize. Characters on here that I didn't even know were characters. This is amazing. Wait a minute. Maybe I am confused. No, that's not a 4-star. All right. Anyway, sorry, guys. I'm reading the list to myself. I'm trying to figure out what's going on and why things are happening. But let's talk about some 3-star boosted characters. Bullseye, all the strike tiles, and the damage from his purple and green are both going to be increased. Jubilee, brand new, don't know. Scarlet Witch, classic. Her purple AoE is going to be boosted. A little more damage. Thanos, good damage from his courting death. Also Vision, doing a little bit more AoE and a little bit more healing with his yellow, we'll say. All right, Ant-Man, you guessed it. Bigger attack tiles and more damage from Grow. More damage from his blue version of Grow. And Ants is going to be making bigger strike tiles and dealing more damage. Carnage, more red damage, more AoE, bigger attack tiles, and more damage for destroying tiles with his green. Melinda May, still doing stuff. Her red damage is, red ability is doing more damage. Let's see. More burst healing with her shield training and her calculated strike reduces the target's damage more. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. See, her blue ability is more damage per scrap point Her green ability is doing a little more damage, and there'll be no changes to the Dino Dance Party. And Penny Parker also boosted this week. No changes to the blue. Base damage increased to the red, but everything else is percentage-based and unaffected. Looks like Beta Ray Bill is back on the boosted list, so there's some more green damage, better protect tiles, and stronger damage and protect tiles when clashing with other worthy foes. What's going on with Wasp these days? Nothing. More damage, health. All right. So you get for having too many abilities. X23. Bigger strike tiles from the red, more damage from the green, and stronger protect tiles and better healing bursts for teammates from yellow. And lastly, Jubilee. All new, all hit. Phoenix Force variety. Tons of red damage. And purple also. Dealing more damage, but doing more potential self damage. And no changes to her black. So let's see what Samurai has to say about this. Last week it was all about multiversal characters. This week, keep an eye out for these three traits. They might show up in the seasonal quests. Technologists, five-star Wasp, Ant-Man, Moon Girl, Penny Parker, Supernatural, five-star X23, three-star Jubilee, Scarlet Witch, and Daily Play. Five-star Jubilee, four-star Melinda May, Penny, and the Scarlet Witch. Great. That is an interesting boosted list. A lot of characters that I have are never on my radar because characters just come at me so fast. I can't. So many times I read this list and I'm like, who's Penny Parker? When is she in this game?
Yep, I could not tell you, you know, really what she does.
Even now and again, I'll look at the list and I'll be like, Melinda May's in this game? Sure, if you say so. She's not just one of Coulson's abilities anymore.
It's not just Coulson anymore.
That's awesome. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, hit me with some cold, refreshing pop pop.
All right. Let's talk about some pop pop. Let's talk about some K-pop real quick, because I stumbled into a musical quagmire that my terrible timing just couldn't have been worse. Because, Craig, let me tell you about one band that is, in fact, two bands, but may indeed be zero bands.
Oh, boy.
So.
Jackpot.
Yeah. Once upon a 2017, the band Elris was born. And this song, Jackpot, is from when this band was Elris. They were a seven-piece. Here's what I didn't love about them. I listened to this song, and besides the fact that they chose roulette as the most recognizable form of gambling and a jackpot for some reason, whoever they were featuring as the song progressed, I felt like I was getting seven different songs that didn't fit together instead of one cohesive sound. Like, I get, you know, everybody sounds a little bit different, but this was jarring. Like, it took me out of the K-pop experience. Oh. And then I didn't explore it much further until today. So then in 2022, we do some shuffling of the members and we rebrand as a band called Alice. And then on the fast forward to 1.5 weeks ago, the seven-piece Alice became a two-piece band when five members quit and decided when their contracts expired and decided they wanted nothing more to do with this sinking ship.
Like a week and a half ago? Is that what you said?
Yes. May 8th is when this all went down.
Are they also graduates of the, like, that K-pop college thing that you have to then
be stuck in
for 5 years or whatever it is?
I'm sure it's something like that. I don't know. That stuff terrifies me. I just want to enjoy it. I don't want to know the nightmare behind K-pop.
Right.
So, yeah, Craig, here you go. Finally, it's a K-pop two-piece as of 2 weeks ago.
Well, I like that, you know.
Yeah.
Nice two-piece girl band. I mean, that's good.
All right. So, now for the pop. I am going to, I do have still a pretty good growing catalog from all the adventures and birthdays I've been on recently, but I'm going to pull us back into the mainstream because I have stumbled into a fantastic new beverage, in my opinion, but I don't want to oversell it. but I do want to take a minute to tell you about Sprite Chill.
Oh,
Sprite
all right.
Chill is cherry lime flavored Sprite. Now, there are some gimmicky nonsense with it. Sprite claims that it's the first beverage to ever give you a cooling effect without including mint. And I didn't really notice it, but I can tell you it tastes so good. I love it. It's not as sharp and citrusy as regular Sprite, which I enjoy very much. But, you know, this, so when, you know, when you sub out the lemon for cherry, it just becomes something almost as good, but a little bit better, in my opinion.
Is this a short-term flavor or is this a permanent flavor?
I don't know how short or long-term it is, but I think it might.
I do want to try that. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's very available. I mean, they have it in every grocery store, every, you know, anywhere where you can buy pop, you can buy Sprite Chill.
Do you remember the oh boy, this is maybe 6-7 years ago at this point. At one point, there was like a LeBron James Sprite.
Yeah, I don't remember it being different in any way. Tell me more.
I think it had orange in it.
Oh.
And it was delicious. And then it was gone.
Right.
And like, and so I don't really remember exactly it, but I just remember that I bought it as much as I could for a short period of time, and then it disappeared.
For sure. But yeah, so again, I had ordered some pop from the grocery store, and we're the people who just, you know, pull in and have them do the grocery shopping for you and then throw it in your car. And they were out of whatever I'd asked for, and they're like, they stuck in a 12-pack of Sprite Chill, and I was like, all right, I'm on board.
Do you know that I do the segment where I discuss this?
Samurai says that the LeBron mix was Sprite with cherry and orange. Yeah, I remember it being really good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I remember it being delicious. Hey, so I want to throw out a pseudo-pop at you. It's not really pop, but...
Oh, all right.
So, I got me a case. Have you seen the bottled water, canned water called Liquid Death?
Yes, oh, no. We saw that in there. Was it a Wise? Maybe it was a Wegman. Or, I don't know. It was somewhere.
So, the lime Liquid Death... Yes. It's delicious.
Huh. Oh.
It uses agave syrup as the sweetener, but it's only 20 calories for the whole, for a can. It's like a 16-ounce can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, a lemon-lime pop, just not as sweet. I thought it was very, very good. I got the lime one, and I also got a cherry one, but I think the lime one is much superior to the cherry one. But yeah, check out the... And it's, I don't know, they all got weird names. Like the cherry one's like cherry mortuary or something like that. I think the lime is called severed lime. But the severed lime liquid death, recommend. But it's really just a bottled water because, you know, but.
Right. No, it sounds okay. If it's, yeah. So it's liquid death, lime?
Severed lime, yes.
Severed lime. Okay. Nope, I do. I enjoy a good weird.
No, it's pricey. Beverage. Like, you know, it's like, I think a case of 8 was like $15.
Can I go to Sheetz and get one?
I'm sure you could.
All right. I'll try that first.
Yeah. Okay.
But, so anyway, yeah. Anyway, they gave it to me by mistake, and I was dove right into it, and it was awesome.
Maybe I'll go down to the store tomorrow at lunchtime and see if I can find this chill Sprite, you say?
Sprite Chill, yes.
Okay. That sounds good. I want to try that.
And I very much enjoyed it. I hope it works out for you as well.
Okay. Thanks to Magnified.
Magnified.
He's in his braces. Ian, do you have Steam open?
I do. I am just feverishly closing all my ads, trying to get to
that was Ray's experience before the show.
Yeah.
he said they just kept throwing more and more offers at him.
And then I will get a cover for none other than Quake Daisy Johnson Resonance Frequency.
All right, I have no idea where my guys are. Maybe I should check that real quick.
Yo, where Jackie Chan at?
And don't say China.
I don't know. This being on Steam thing is it's screwing me up. I don't know. I don't know how anything works on it. How do you do this, Ian?
Oh, it's all I know. I love it.
Yeah.
It's on a big screen. I have a mouse that I can use. I don't have to touch
everything's
nothing.
So big. Mm. I don't even know where to click. So
yeah.
I'm not doing 50. I can tell you that. Let's do like 10. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. So we're starting off with a 4-star. Jesus, this is so huge. Iron Fist. Okay. Number 2 is a Rhino. Yeah, I'm going to be a little slow because I'm not used to where to click here. Number 3 is a Prowler. Number 4 is Emma Frost. 5 is, what is that? Oh, Moon Girl Devil Dino Devil D. I don't know where I'm at now. 6. That looks like a Human Torch.
Sure.
7 gives me a Medusa. All right, I'm due for a purple here. Number 8, I don't know who that is. Maybe it's Blade. Number 9 is Drax the Destroyer with a bonus 50 shards for Victor. And number 10 looks like Penny Parker. Hey, Penny Parker's in this game. Hey,
you talk about her, she shows up.
I'm going to do a bonus one just because I'm on an even number, and it's still a 4-star gore. All right, I give up.
Gore. All right, well, I'm going to open like 5, I think. Number 1, Black Cat. Number 2 is Purple.
Horses.
Aunt May, Harold. Number 3, Luke Cage. Number 4, Elektra. Wow, she's old school there. Number 5, Nega Sonic. So I got one of Ray's purples, so that was nice.
Why are they my purples?
I like that.
Get your own purples.
Because normally you get all the purples.
Seriously, boo.
What does that mean? My AMA is now a 2-0-2. So thanks to the OG.
This guy. I need to update a spreadsheet so I can figure out where these characters are at and how many covers I need.
That sounds like work.
Kind of is, yeah.
Okay. Ian, what is, tell me more about the podcast network.
The podcast network is named the Soon to Be Named Network. Can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. We broadcast alongside many other excellent shows. Direct links to all of our homepages and back catalogs are available on the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Hey, I was saddened by the Soon to Be Named Network the other day, though.
Yeah.
You know how, I don't know if Ian might know, how a few years ago wrestling went to the gimmick where they would have a draft where you could move people from one franchise to the other franchise?
Right, from the Thursday show to the Monday show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did this on ATOD's Wrestling and did it for the hosts, and they drafted them from show to show, and none of us were selected to move to a different show, so I felt left out.
Huh.
I am never been more proud to be excluded.
Ian, I have a question for you. On Steam, how do you tell what your ranking is? Like, if I'm in a PvE, you probably don't pay any attention to ranking. Oh, is it at the bottom? Like, it tells me...
Probably. Give me a quick second. I got to fire this
back
up.
Oh, I clicked at the bottom. Yes, that's what I was looking for. Interesting. Okay.
Did you find it?
I did. So apparently it gives you how many points and what ranking you are on the bottom in a gold bar.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
All right.
Yep, that's where it lives.
Well, I've been playing. I think I completed all the nodes for tonight, so I'm done.
We'll be in.
I'm currently rank 4. Yay! I don't know. Is that good? Probably not. They'll probably just crush me here come in the next hour.
Last piece of news is I'm traveling for work next week, so there will be no show.
That is correct.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Thanks to Overlord for stopping by. On the Twitch stream and giving me a follow. I do appreciate it very much.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. Please, if you have any good ideas on possible future segments, would still like to hear them thrown our way. You can always click on the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage and buy something for Memorial Day. That sounds right. Right? That gets me a day off in 2 weeks.
End of the month. Sounds like something happens on a Monday.
Yeah.
Like no work.
So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, treasure hunters must beware of avenging daughters. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.